USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
Well, this is ridiculous, Ed. This is an insult to the effort that we've led. I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our community safe.
Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Tuesday that the severity of coronavirus outbreaks in several states will be determined in the next few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump has successfully appointed 200 federal judges in three-plus years. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Corey Wilson for the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination is confirmed.
Wilson is a state court judge in Mississippi. Republicans are calling him a conservative pick. Meanwhile, Democrats are accusing Wilson of being overly partisan and question his record on civil rights. A Democratic state senator in Wisconsin was attacked by protesters near the state capitol in Madison as demonstrations turned violent. State Senator Tim Carpenter told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he was on his way back to work late Tuesday when he stopped to take photos of the protesters. Carpenter was then punched five or six times. He says his eyesight is blurry and has a sore neck and may also have a concussion. No arrests have been made as a result of the assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Bill Cosby will have another day in court. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby won the right to appeal his 2018 conviction on sexual assault. The 82-year-old has been in a state prison outside of Philadelphia for almost a couple of years. A jury found him guilty of attacking a woman at his home in 2004. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will review two aspects of the case: a judge's decision to allow five other accusers to testify about past encounters, and an agreement Cosby signed with a prosecutor that he would never be charged.
A longtime rock star says he's not afraid of dying from COVID-19. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the story.
Rocker Sammy Hagar was recently asked by Rolling Stone in an interview how he was dealing with the pandemic, and the former Van Halen singer turned solo artist says he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine, as long as the pandemic was, in his words, declining. Then he added, quote, "I would rather personally get sick and even die, if that's what it takes to get back to playing rock and roll." And he said he would also rather see everyone go back to work, end quote, "If some of us have to sacrifice on that, okay." Hagar said, "We all gotta die sometime, man." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.